Play-by-play of tonight's game is brought to you by the KHS Radio Sports Boosters. Local businesses supporting local athletics. Tonight, the Adams Central Patriots hit the road to take on the Minden Whippets.
AC on the attack. Lindblad has got it. Back out to Bolin for three. Shot good. David Bolin knocks down his third three-pointer in the ballgame for Adams Central from a different area code on the far sideline.
Let's take you out to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth where Mike Will is on the call.
Everybody, welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. We're at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden as we get sent for Adams Central basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. The Adams Central gals getting set to take on Minden in our first ball game. The guys will follow here at about 7:45 this evening. Minden coming in, they're ranked number 4 in Class C1, a team that's very talented. They are 9-0 on the season. This is a team that's been destroying their first 9 opponents and been winning by an average score of 61-35 so far this year. Minden is coming off of a win in the holiday tournament, the Minden Holiday Tournament, where they picked up two wins, winning over Seward 59-50 and beating Holdridge 60-44. They open up the season with wins over Southern Valley, Ogallala, Lexington, Broken Bow, Aurora, Grand Island Central Catholic, and Phillipsburg of Kansas. Of course, they're led by Taylor Kissinger, who's averaging 26.6 points and 11.8 rebounds per ballgame. Adams Central, they're on a little run of their own. They have won 5 games in a row. The Patriots under head coach Tim Barker sitting at 7 wins and 2 losses on the year. Adams Central in holiday during the New Year's break, picking up a win over Bennington in the first round, 52-40. They're winning over Boone Central, Newman Grove in the second ball game, 45-35. 2 losses for the Patriots so far this year are the teams that have a combined record of 16 wins and 2 losses. They lost to Kearney Catholic by a score of 65-48. The Stars are still undefeated on the season, and they open up the year where they lost to Holdridge at 49-32. The Dusters are currently sitting at 7-2 on the year and ranked in the Metro newspapers here this week. So a good matchup, I think, here in the opener between Adams Central and the Minden Whippets. We'll come back and check the starting lineups as we continue with high school basketball on 1230 KHIS.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Through the perilous fight, once o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
The flag of the national anthem as we get sent for basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Hastings, Adams Central, and the Minden Whippets going at it here tonight in girls high school basketball. We'll get you the starting lineups tonight, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Patriots of Adams Central here tonight, they'll go with Jackie Fowler, a 5'3" as junior. Fowler is averaging 9.4 points and 1.9 rebounds per game. Brittany Wiseman, a 5'5" and senior, averaging 5.4 points and 2.4 rebounds per game. Josie Bumgardner is a 5'7" and senior. Bumgardner averaging 7.2 points and 4.9 rebounds per game. Carly Bostock, a 6-foot senior, having a good year. Bostock is averaging 8.2 points and 9.2 rebounds per game. Anna Fleischer, the other starter, a 5'8" and sophomore, he's averaging 5.1 points and 5.1 rebounds per ball game. For the Whippets of Minden, they'll go with Addie Woodward. Woodward is a 5'6" and senior, averaging 2.7 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. Josie Matson, a 5'7" and senior, averaging 4.3 points, 4.2 rebounds per game. Taylor Kissinger, a 6-foot sophomore. Kissinger averaging 26.6 points and 11.8 rebounds per game. Emily Malcolm is a 5'9" junior, averaging 7.7 points and 6.8 rebounds per game. And then you've got Rebecca Stewart. She's going to be a load inside for the Patriots to handle tonight. 5'10" and a junior. Stewart averaging 17 points and 9.8 rebounds per ball game. Minden very good offensively, averaging 61.8 points per ball game on offense, giving up only 35.3 on the defensive end. This is a team that hits 49% of their field goal tries, 27% from three-point territory, and 67% from the free throw line. They demolish people on the boards. Minden is averaging 39 rebounds per ball game, giving up only 23 on the other end. So a huge task tonight for the Adams Central Patriots if they want to extend their winning streak to 6 games. They're up against the fourth-ranked and undefeated Minden Whippets here tonight. It'll be Bostock jumping things off against Kissinger, and Adams Central controls the opening tip. Patriots driving right down the floor, and they score. Josie Bumgardner takes it to the hole and scores for Adams Central, and the Patriots are out on top of Minden by a score of 2-0. Adams Central dressed in their road red uniforms here tonight, shooting to our basket to our right. Minden is in their home standing white uniforms. There's a short jumper from the right baseline. It's good. Emily Balcom scoring there for Minden. The teams have traded baskets there in their opening possessions. And now the Whippets will find some pressure in backcourt. Adams Central handles it easily as Fowler brings it into the offensive zone. Bounce pass down on the baseline to Bostock. She is double teamed down there. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. Fowler has got the ball. It's going to be stripped away. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central ball. Out here on top of her was Addie Woodward defensively for the Minden Whippets. Adams Central playing things in on the near sideline, just underway. Girls high school basketball tonight. The Whippets and the Patriots tied up at 2 points apiece. Jackie Fowler with the ball, moves it down to Bumgardner in the baseline. Moves to his left on the dribble, lobs it inside. That's Bostock. Has it knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. Trying to take the ball into the hole there against Rebecca Stewart. And Stewart knocks the ball out of her hands. Adams Central inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Bounce pass comes in here to Fleischer. Down in the corner now to a Bumgardner. They lob it back inside. It's going to be tipped away from Bostock. And it goes out of bounds again. Adams Central playing things in. Baseline left side. We played 56 seconds here in the opening quarter. It's Adams Central 2 and Minden 2. And girls high school basketball to play it into Fowler. Three-pointers put up there too strong. No good. Rebound Addie Woodward for the Minden Whippets. They get the ball away now to Taylor Kissinger. Here comes Minden back in their offensive zone. They flip it away to Josie Matson. Matson now to Woodward. Moves it down in the corner. That's going to be Malcolm with the ball. Now to Kissinger. A shot from the left side of the lane is no good. Offensive rebound. Matson, her follow shot partially deflected. Ball is loose on the ground. Scramble is on. It's picked up here by Fleischer of Adams Central. Adams Central has got the ball. 90 seconds into the ball game. We're tied up at 2 points apiece. Patriots have the ball back in their offensive zone. Fowler moves it down in the corner now to Fleischer. Moves it to the elbow, left side of the lane. Bounce pass comes back out on top, driving down the right side of the lane and scoring off the window is Josie Bumgardner. Bumgardner has hit both field goals so far for the Patriots, and Adams Central is out on top here in the ball game by the score of 4-2. We're early. Kissinger drives the ball to the hole. We're going to have an offensive foul. Nope, it's a defensive foul on Josie Bumgardner. Kissinger trying to drive the ball to the hole. Bumgardner trying to hold her out there and gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her first, the first team foul on the Patriots here in the first quarter of play. Minden will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it to Kissinger in the corner. Three-pointer is up there. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. And the ball is lost out of bounds. Last touch, though, by Adams Central. Last touch by the Patriots. So it'll be Minden playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Rebecca Stewart's got the ball deep in the corner of the right side. Bounce pass goes inside to Kissinger. She's double-teamed. Her pass will be intercepted. They had her double-teamed inside. Kissinger trying to kick her back out, and the ball was intercepted. A turnover on Minden. Adams Central has got the ball now. They got a 4-2 lead here over the Minden Whippets. Crowley side gets it out between the circles to Fleischer. Fleischer moves it over there to Sarah Kruger, who's into the ball. Back outside to Kylie Bostock. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Gives it up to Kruger. Takes the ball in the paint. Stops. Wheels. Her shot is up there too strong. No good. Stewart had a rebound. She lost it. It's picked up here by Malcolm. Emily Malcolm has got the ball now to Kissinger. She drives it up the floor. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Central has got the lead in girls high school basketball. Patriots can.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back here at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. We apologize for the technical difficulties. Adams Central is out on top here in girls high school basketball by a score of 9-2. Minden has got the ball following a timeout here. Malcolm has got the ball out to Stewart inside the free throw circle, drives it down the lane. The ball's going to be stripped away. That's the third turnover on Minden, stripped away there by Fowler. She comes back to the offensive zone. Bounce pass comes out on top now to Brittany Wiseman. She'll take a three-pointer. Shot's going to be short, no good. Rebound is lost out of bounds. That's going to be Minden basketball. Hitting the deck down there was Woodward underneath the basket. Ball goes out of bounds off of a Patriot, so it's going to be Minden basketball. So a great start here for the Adams Central Patriots. Josie Baumgartner has got 4 points. Anna Fleischer has got two. Jackie Fowler has got three. It's a 9-2 ball game. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Nobody holding that time for the Minden Whippets. Adams Central comes back with the basketball. Josie Baumgartner has got it. Baumgartner outside now to Wiseman. Dribbles to the free throw line. She's being hacked out there. Has to get rid of it. She does. She gets away to Keller, who's back into the ball game here for Adams Central. Two-handed pass from Baumgartner. Goes over to a Bostock. High left side. Bostock hands the ball away to a Fowler out here. 2:26 to play in the first quarter. 9-2 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead over the Whippets. Left sideline is going to be a Brittany Wiseman. Wiseman being attacked out there by Allie Rouse, who's into the ball game now for Minden. Down in the corner, it's going to be a Fowler with the ball. Fowler has it knocked loose, picked back up by Fowler. Bounce pass comes out to Keller, throws up a three. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Kissinger. Kissinger with the ball now for Minden. Left-handed dribble across the 10-second line. Kissinger hesitates, now drives it down the lane. Her shot off the window is going to be no good. Rebound being tapped around is picked up by Bostock. Adams Central, the 7-point lead, surprising the undefeated Minden Whippets, the fourth-ranked Minden Whippets here. There's Brittany Wiseman with the ball. Her pass to Bostock. Her shot from right in front of the basket is good. Wiseman gets the assist. Bostock gets the field goal. Now 11-2 is the score. 11-2. Adams Central is out on top. Kissinger's pass down low to Malcolm. Her shot is up there. No good, but she's fouling the play. Nice pass by Kissinger. Got it down to the right side of the basket there to Emily Malcolm, and she's fouled into play. And Malcolm will go to the free throw line. The personal foul goes on Baumgartner. That's going to be her second personal foul. Second team foul on the Patriots here in the first quarter. Malcolm goes to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. Malcolm, a 53% foul shooter on the season. She is now 7 out of 13 for the season. She's averaging 7.7 points per ball game. Minden is a team hitting 67% of their free throw tosses. Next shot is up there. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. So the Patriots have an 11-3 lead. And Adams Central has got the ball here late in the first quarter. That's a Keller with the ball down the left sideline. Bounce pass goes down on the baseline. The shot's going to be up there. It's going to be blocked away from Hannah Fleischer. The ball is loose and is picked up by Kissinger. A nice block there by the Whippets. Here comes Kissinger back the other way. A feed to the left sideline. The Rouse gets it inside to Stewart. Back around to the right baseline. A shot is up there and in. And there, Malcolm's got all 5 points here for the Whippets in the first quarter. 11-5 is the score. Adams Central is out on top here in the ball game. We're under a minute to play here in the opening period. Jackie Fowler. Nope, that's going to be a Sarah Kruger with the ball. Kruger gets the ball down to Keller. Working with it out here in 3-point territory. Flips it away to Fowler. Fowler looking at a zone defense. Looks like a 1-2-2 zone defense. And they pretty much extended down here to the mid-court stripe. There's a pass out to Carly Bostock. Now to Jackie Fowler. She's double-teamed near the near side. Fowler behind the screen.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
All right, we're back in Minden. We have come at the end of the first quarter now. The score is 11-7. Adams Central is out on top of the Minden Whippets in girls high school basketball action here tonight. We'll continue to work on our connection problems that we have here from C.L. Jones Middle School here tonight. Hopefully we can get this cleared up. But a good first quarter here tonight. Adams Central out on top of Minden by the score of 11-7. Josie Baumgartner's got 4 points to lead Adams Central so far. Jackie Fowler has got three. Carly Bostock has got two. Hannah Fleischer has got 2 points. Minden has got all 7 points from Emily Malcolm here tonight. Malcolm's got three field goals, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. So a good start for the Adams Central Patriots here in this basketball game here tonight. As the Patriots are out on top of Minden by a score of 11-7, Adams Central looking to extend their winning streak here tonight. They've won five games in a row. Patriots winning the Bennington Holiday Tournament during the New Year's holiday. Looking to pick up a big win here tonight. There's a shot from the left side by Allie Rouse. It's up there and in. So the opening possession there by Minden. Allie Rouse knocks one down. That makes the score an 11-9 ball game now as the Whippets have come back to score the last 7 points here in the basketball game. And a flasher with the ball comes out here to the top of the key to Wiseman. There's a pass underneath. The shot is up there. No good by Sarah Brown. A reverse layup that just misses. And the rebound comes down here to the Whippets. Kissinger comes back the other way. And now Minden has a chance to pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. Pass over to the left wing. Allie Rouse has got the ball. She dribbles with her right hand. Comes out here in the three-point territory. Feeds it back to the left side to Batson. Pounds it down low to Malcolm. Shot is up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot by Stewart. It's going to be knocked out of her hands and is picked up. Out on top here by a score of 11-9 in girls' high. Here in backcourt. Batson picks up her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number one on Minden. Actually, team foul number two on the Whippets here in the first.
Think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
There's a Kissinger with a long-range jumper from the right side. It's going to be no good from three, but another offensive rebound comes down to Rebecca Stewart now for the Whippets. It's 11-9. There's a three-pointer thrown up there. It's good. Josie Manson throws up a three-pointer there, and the Whippets come back to grab the lead at 12-11. It's good. Sarah Brown gets the driving layup. 18-12 is a high school basketball from C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden here tonight. Josie Manson with the ball out on top to Stewart. Pounds the ball inside. Intercepted. Intercepted. That's the fifth turnover on Minden here in the basketball game. And Hannah Fleisch. Kissinger comes back the other way. Nice pass underneath to Stewart. Not good. Kissinger gets the assist. Rebecca Stewart gets the field. Top by a score of 14-13 here in the ballgame. 5:13 to play in the first.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
4:54 to play here in the second quarter. It's 14-13. Adams Central is trailing here in the ball game as Minden comes back with the basketball. This is going to be a Kissinger with the ball. Kissinger around the screen, drives it to the rack. Her shot is up there. It's good. And there's a foul called. The basket's going to count here for Taylor Kissinger. She worked it around his screen, took it right down to the baseline and scores. And now Kissinger will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Taylor Kissinger. Foul goes on Sarah Brown. The shot by Kissinger from the line is up there and in. And now Minden has opened up a 17-13 lead after Adams Central led 11-2 in the first quarter. There's a Jackie Fowler with the ball now for Adams Central. Right-handed dribble across the timeline. Fowler dribbles down the right side of the lane. Pass underneath to Sarah Brown. She can't do anything with the ball. Comes back out of the wing. That's Kruger driving the ball in the hole. Loses control of it. It's picked up here by Bostock. Bostock got a bum guarder shot for the baseline. No good, but she's fouling the play. Personal foul is going to go on to Josie Manson of Minden. That's going to be her second personal foul. And going to the free throw line for Adams Central will be Josie Bumgarner. She's got 4 points in the basketball game so far. A couple of field goals, a 72% foul shooter. Her shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. A high bounce off of the rim there, and it finally goes down through the hole. Adams Central is a team hitting only 52% of their free throws. There's the next shot. It's up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Long rebound comes out here to Rebecca Stewart. So 17-14 is the score. Adams Central is out on top, actually trailing down the ball game to Minden. Here's Kissinger for three. Shot is up there good. Taylor Kissinger, they just give her a little room out there in three-point territory, and she cans along when she's got 6 points. And here's a turnover for Adams Central. They get the ball to Mattson. She drives, shoots, and scores. Adams Central now with three turnovers in the ball game. They've opened up a 22-14 lead. Here's another turnover. A pass that's intercepted by Stewart. She drives the ball on the rack. Her shot is going to be deflected. No good. Rebound Stewart. Follow shot good. Adams Central needs a timeout. It's 24-14. Patriots now trailing in the ball game. They come into the offensive zone to Sarah Kruger. Her pass is deflected. And now Tim Barker finally gets the timeout. That was fortunate because Minden came down with the basketball there at the 10-second line. So the Minden Whippets have come from 9 points down in the first quarter, and now the Whippets have a 10-point lead here in period number two. 3 minutes and 41 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break. It's Minden 24, Adams Central 14.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Husker Power Products with irrigation and industrial irrigation engines, pumps, and generators. You can visit them online at huskerpowerproducts.com. So the Minden Whippets, a huge run here over the Adams Central Patriots. It's a 24-14 ball game. Adams Central had an 11-2 lead. So they've been outscored 22-3 from about to midway in the first quarter until this point here with 3 minutes and 38 seconds to play in quarter number two. Patriots will try to get something back here offensively as they get the ball to Hannah Fleischer out here in the three-point territory. That's a Brittany Wiseman with it now to a Josie Baumgartner. Dribble penetration, takes it to the rack. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Kissinger, and she's going to be tied up on the play by Josie Baumgartner. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Adams Central, so the Patriots will maintain control. Adams Central has got four turnovers in the ball game. Minden has got five. Adams Central will play the ball in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Baumgartner looking to get things in. She does. The Wiseman on the baseline. Now she's trapped. Her pass is going to be intercepted right at the free throw line. Pass is picked off there by Allie Rouse of the Minden Whippets. She gets the ball to Kissinger. Kissinger hustles back into the forecourt. Left side of the lane, dribble penetration, nice pass to Malcolm. Right baseliner shot good. Emily Malcolm scores. She's got 9 points in the ball game. It's now 26-14. It's a 12-point lead here for Minden with 2 minutes and some change left here in the second quarter of play. AC gets the ball back in their offensive zone. A pass down the near sideline. Mishandled by Bostock, but Carly picks her back up. Goes over to Fleischer. Her shot is up there from the left side. No good. Rebound Fleischer. Keeps it alive. Out to Wiseman. Her shot for three is no good. Rebound Baumgartner. Baumgartner dribbles down the corner in the left side. Her three-pointer is put up there. No good. Rebound on the weak side here by Emily Malcolm Minden. Malcolm gets the ball away to Kissinger. Left-handed dribble across the 10-second line. For the Minden Whippets, they're out on top by 12 points, 26-14. Kissinger gets the ball away to Stewart. Stewart double-teamed in the lane, forces up a shot falling down and is good. Rebecca Stewart ends up on the hardwood, but she gets the field goal. She's got 6 points in the ball game. It's now 28-14 in favor of the Whippets. Jackie Fowler with the ball out to Baumgartner for three. Shot is up there. It's too strong. No good. Long rebound goes to the far side. Adams Central saves it. Nice save by Fleischer. Gets the ball to Bostock. Now to the top of the key. A three-pointer by Fowler. No good. Rebound comes down to Stewart, and she throws the ball away. Stewart got the rebound cleanly there and threw it out of bounds into the nickel seats on the far sideline. Stewart comes out. Josie Mattson comes back into the ballgame now for Minden. 28-14 is the score. The fourth-ranked and undefeated Minden Whippets out on top of Adams Central after the Patriots had an 11-2 lead early in this basketball game. Keller has got the ball deep in the corner now. Adams Central dribbles the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass on the right baseline to Fleischer. Her shot from 15 is no good. Rebound Emily Malcolm. Malcolm has got the ball for Minden. Gets it in the hands of Kissinger as he trots it across the 10-second line. Kissinger moves to her left. Kissinger trying to get away. Dribble penetration takes it to the hole. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Jackie Fowler. A minute and 23 seconds to play in the second quarter. Fowler right-handed dribble back in the offensive zone. Fowler setting some up here. She goes on the wing on the left side. Dribbling the ball to the rack is going to be Keller. She loses control of it. It's swatted out of her hands, out of bounds by Kissinger. And Adams Central will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Brittany Wiseman will trigger things in for AC with a buck 10 left here in the second quarter. Bounce pass comes inside to Bostock, and she's fouled into play. Probably right in front of the basket there. Got the inbounds pass, and she's immediately fouled into play. But that's only the fourth team foul on the Whippets here in this first half of play. That foul goes on to Matson. That's going to be her third. Non-shooting situation. Matson comes out. Here comes Rebecca Stewart back into the ballgame. Adams Central will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own hole. They come out here to Bostock. Moves inside. Puts up a little 10-footer. It's going to be no good. And Bostock is hit with a personal foul. Bostock over the back of Rebecca Stewart trying for the rebound under missed field goal attempt. First foul on Bostock. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Patriots in the first half of play. And the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Sarah Brown. Bostock will come out. 65 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 28-14 the score. Minden has got the lead over EC tonight. Rouse has got the ball out on top. Now to Stewart. Brings it back to Kissinger for three. Bombs away. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Stewart. Follow shot. No good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by Sarah Brown. Brown has got it for Adams Central. Outlet pass comes on the near sideline to Wiseman. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Has it knocked loose. It's picked up by Keller in a traveling violation. Keller picks up the loose ball and she's hit with the extra steps. 6 turnovers on Adams Central, and that gives Minden another chance to put some points on the board here before halftime. It's 28-14. The Whippets have doubled the score on Adams Central. AC has scored just 3 points here in the second period. Here's Malcolm again from the short right baseline. Her shot no good. Rebound Stewart puts it up there and scores. Rebecca Stewart, another offensive board and a putback. She's now got 8 points in the ballgame. 30-14. Minden is out on top here in this one. In girls high school basketball, here's a Sarah Kruger with the ball now for Adams Central. Kruger gets the ball to Brittany Wiseman. Back to Kruger. Dribbles inside to the elbow. Stops there. Bounce pass goes down to the baseline. Shot is up there. No good by Flasher. Rebound comes down to Kissinger from Minden. 2 seconds. 1 second from half court. She throws it up there. The shot no good. And that's the end of the first half of play. The Minden Whippets scored 23 points in the second quarter. They outscore Adams Central 23-3. In the period, and the Whippets have the lead at halftime. The score, it's Minden 30, Adams Central 14. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHIS.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct. Behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Quality Printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden tonight. We're at halftime. The Minden Whippets out on top of AC by the score of 30-14 here in this one. Adams Central got off to a great start here tonight. In fact, got off to an 11-2 lead in the first quarter. Minden scores the last 5 points of the first quarter. The pull within 4 points of 11-7. Then the Whippets grabbed their first lead of the ball game at 12-11. And it was a big quarter for Minden as they outscored the Patriots 23-3 in that second quarter. And the Whippets now have a 16-point lead here at halftime. That's just how easy the Whippets can make it look here. Pressure defense. Adams Central has been forced into 7 turnovers already here in the first half of play. Could not buy a basket in the second quarter. Meanwhile, Rebecca Stewart, Emily Malcolm, and Josie Manson, Taylor Kissinger all getting started there in the second period. And it snowballs on you, and that's the way it is at halftime now. 30-16 our score at halftime in favor of the Minden Whippets. You're listening to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. We'll come back and check the scoring here in the first half of play. Again, at halftime, Minden out on top of Adams Central 30-14. We'll have more after this.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you too, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden tonight for girls high school basketball in 1230 KHAS. We've got the men's game or the boys game coming up next between the Whippets and the Patriots. Scoring at halftime so far from Minden, they're being led by Emily Malcolm. Malcolm has been averaging 7 points per ball game this year. She's got 9 already here in the first half of play. She was their early offensive threat early in this basketball game. Malcolm has got 4 field goals, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's leading the way today. She's got 9 points in the ball game. Rebecca Stewart, she has got 4 field goals and 8 points. Taylor Kissinger has been held to just 6 points here in the first half. She's got a 2 and a 3-pointer, and she's 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Josie Manson has got a 3 and a 2. She's got 5 points, and Allie Krause, she's got a field goal for 2. Minden is currently 2 out of 3 from the charity stripe here in the first half of play. Adams Central, they got 5 points in this first half from Josie Bumgardner. Bumgardner with a couple of field goals, and she's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Other than that, not a whole lot of offensive punch here out of the Patriots. Jackie Fowler is in a 3-pointer for 3. Carly Bostock has got a field goal for 2. Hannah Fleischer, a field goal for 2. Sarah Brown has got a field goal for 2. Adams Central, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Unofficially, 7 turnovers in the basketball game. Minden has got 5 turnovers here in the first 16 minutes of play. Again, Adams Central got out to an 11-2 lead.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality late model vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Deals this week, a 2011 Nissan Rogue SL and a 2012 Honda Accord LX. Kirshner's Auto Corner on the corner of Colorado and South Street in Hastings.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
If you're replacing your old windows, make sure you replace your old window problems. Go with the most trusted name in windows, Anderson Windows and Doors. Time proven, durable, low maintenance, and energy efficient. And with their beautiful wood interiors, you're not just replacing, you're upgrading. Anderson 400 Series replacement products, because there's no replacement for confidence. Available from Square Deal Lumber and Holstein. Buy squaredeal.com or call them at 402-756-5881.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
With the new year comes the resolve to play hard, to play your best, with the best equipment and apparel from TM Sporting Goods. Everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in makes a big difference in how you play. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service from Steve Baranoff and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Again, we're at halftime at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. It's been a nightmare for us, and it's been a nightmare for Tim Barker and the Adams Central girls basketball team here tonight. His team is now trailing Minden by the score of 30-14 after leading 11-2 in the first quarter of play. And Minden will have the opening possession here of the second half. They'll shoot to our basket to our right. So it's 30-14 as we get started here in the second half. Here's Kissinger, bombs away from the near sideline. His shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Malcolm, gets it back to Kissinger, drives the ball in the hole, and shot no good. And it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Adams Central basketball. So AC led 11-7 at the end of the first quarter, 30-14 now here at halftime as the Patriots are outscored 23-3 in the second quarter. And now the Minden Whippets will apply some pressure here in backcourt. Adams Central left to get something solved here offensively. Their leading scorer so far has been Josie Bumgardner with 5 points. Flasher has got the ball, drives into the hole, and shot is going to be up there, no good. Stewart rips down the rebound here from Minden. Stewart gets it away, down to Kissinger. Waist-high dribble, and she brings it across the mid-court stripe here for the Whippets. Kissinger, dribble penetration, takes it in the lane, and shot is up there and in. Taylor Kissinger scores again for Minden. She has got 8 points in the ballgame. Taylor is a tough matchup, a 6-foot sophomore who can post you up inside and can also hit the long-range jumper. That time she took the ball in the hole and scores. She scores on a little short jumper in the lane. And it's now a 32-14 ball game. Patriots are trailing big time now here in the third quarter. Adams Central with the ball down here on the right sideline. There's a pass that comes out on top. It's going to be intercepted. 8th turnover now on Adams Central. Here's a pass that can be deflected away from the Whippets as they come into the offensive zone, and Adams Central will pick things up. They get it to Brittany Wiseman here on the near sideline. Minden is now in his zone defense. Wiseman dribbles to the top of the three-point arc. Bounce pass comes out on top. That's a Josie Baumgartner with the ball. Baumgartner trying to attack, splits a couple of defenders, drives it inside, puts up a 10-footer, a shot no good. Rebound comes down to Stewart. Stewart gets the ball away now to Taylor Kissinger. Kissinger again in the offensive zone. A feed over the left side and the wing to Woodward. Out to Stewart. There's Kissinger again from the left baseline. Her shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up and in by Josie Mattson. Mattson, an offensive board and a putback. She's got 7 points in the ball game. And now the Whippets lead by 20 points is 34 to 14. We're in the third quarter. Jackie Fowler has got the ball for Adams Central. Gets it to Brittany Wiseman. Wiseman to Fowler on the right sideline. Jackie Fowler dribbling with the ball. Skip pass comes over here to Wiseman down on the left baseline to Fleischer. Drives the ball to the goal and shot no good. The foul is going to be called down here in the Whippets. Personal foul is going to be called on to Minden. That's going to send Adam Fleischer to the free throw line. This will be only the third free throw of the night for Adams Central. As Fleischer will toe the mark here, she's got 2 points in the ball game and a field goal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Fleischer's out of trouble from the charity stripe this year. She is now 4 out of 18 on free throws. And now Tim Barker wants to call a timeout with his team down by 20 points here in the third quarter. 5 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the third. We'll take a break with the score. Minden 34, Adams Central 14.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS as we welcome you back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Husker Power Products with irrigation and industrial engines, pumps, and generators. Online at HuskerPowerProducts.com. Flash into the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in, so she converts on one of two. It's now 34-15. Adams Central trailing. Hard to imagine if you're just joining us. The Patriots actually had an 11-2 lead here in the ball game. It's been all Minden since then, since about midway through the first quarter. There the Whippets throw the ball away as Stewart trying to take it down to Kissinger, who's slicing in from the baseline, from the left corner toward the goal. They threw it too far. Goes out of bounds. 7 turnovers now on Minden here in the basketball game. It's going to be Adams Central bringing the ball back against this pressure. They get her to the off. Flasher brings it back outside. There's a long-range jumper by Baumgartner. It's off of the mark. No good. The ball. 15. Minden has got the lead. There's a three-pointer put up there and in. Josie Mattson knocking down.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear. More driven.
And now through December 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of 4 select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
What are you doing?
Changing the baby.
How long does it take?
Just a minute is all.
Takes a little longer to change your website, and that's what we're doing right now at ShopWheelerDealer.com. The brand new ShopWheelerDealer.com will be online in just a few more days.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
when you need power. Think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Need new furniture or a mattress set for home? When other stores say no, Furniture Direct in Hastings says yes. Yes to no credit check financing. Yes to 90 days same as cash or take up to a year to pay. Yes to getting your new furniture or mattress today. And yes, it's easy to qualify. Remember, the number one answer is yes. Get approved today at Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account, then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you two, please give us a call at 462-9111 We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality late model vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Deals this week, a 2011 Nissan Rogue SL and a 2012 Honda Accord LX. Kirshner's Auto Corner on the corner of Colorado and South Street in Hastings.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
All right, as we come back, we're at the end of the third quarter here. 9 seconds to play. It's a 44-22 ball game. Minden has got the lead. There's a three-pointer put up there and in. Brittany Wiseman throws up her second three-pointer of this basketball game. We have reached the end of the third quarter of play. Again, we apologize for the technical difficulties. We continue to work on those here at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. You haven't missed much as the Minden Whippets are out on top of Adams Central. The score 44-25 now. Here at the end of the third quarter, we'll try to recap what has transpired so far. Adams Central again opened up an 11-2 lead in the first quarter. Minden coming back to score five straight points. This was an 11-7 ball game at the end of one. And then the Whippets, they outscore Adams Central 23-3 in the third quarter. They led 30-14 at halftime. And the Whippets, again, scoring 14 more points in the third quarter of play. Outscore Adams Central 14-11, and the Whippets have built a 44-25 lead over EC here in this girls' high school basketball game tonight. Emily Malcolm, she has got 11 points for Minden. Rebecca Stewart has got 10 points. Taylor Kissinger has now got 11 points. Josie Mattson has got 10 points for Minden, and Allie Rouse has got 2 points. Adams Central is being led so far by Josie Bumgarner. She has got 5. Carly Bostock has got 2. Hannah Fleischer has got 2. Sarah Brown, she has got 4 points so far in the basketball game. Brittany Wiseman, she has got 6. And Jackie Fowler has got 3 points. So we start the fourth quarter of play now, 44-25. Adams Central has got a big deficit to work on here in this fourth quarter. There's a long pass inside to Bostock. Her shot is up and in. Carly Bostock scores right in front of the basket there for Adams Central. That makes it a 44-27 ball game in favor of the Whippets. Here comes Kissinger back the other way. Jump pass goes down in the corner. Josie Mattson with the ball out on top now to Allie Rouse. Hits it inside to Stewart. Nice pass down low to Emily Malcolm, and she lays it in. Rebecca Stewart with the assist there. Malcolm, he's having a whale of a ball game tonight. She's got 13 points in the contest here for Minden. It's a 46-27 ball game. Adams Central has got the ball back in their offensive end. Sarah Kruger has got the ball out to Bumgarner for 3. Bombs away. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Malcolm. Emily Malcolm with the defensive rebound. Gives it away to a Kissinger. She brings it back in the offensive zone here for the Whippets. Kissinger hesitates. Now drives the ball to the goal. Her shot is up there no good. And somebody hacked her on the arm. It's going to be Carly Bostock. She picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number 2 on the Patriots here in the second half of play. This will be a shooting situation as Taylor Kissinger will go to the free throw line for Minden. Kissinger's got 11 points in the ball game. She is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Shot is up there, and the shot rims off. No good. Kissinger, an 81% foul shooter on the season. She came in here with a 50 out of 61 from the free throw line this year. Next shot is up there. It hits the front iron. No good. So she misses a pair of free throws. Bostock grabs the rebound for Adams Central. So it's 46-27, 6 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in girls high school basketball. Here's a pass deflected out of bounds. Vice Keller trying to get the ball away here on the offensive end, has it knocked out of bounds. It'll be Adams Central playing things in right in front of the Patriot bench. You'll see Bumgarner looks to play it in. She does. Sarah Kruger has got the ball, double team, back out to Bumgarner. Puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, lobs it down in the baseline on the right side to, looks like that's a Keller with the ball now. Gets it away to Josie Bumgarner. She takes it out on the baseline. She's double-teamed out there. Comes back out on top to Kruger. Moves to her right. Fires up a 15-footer. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Kissinger. Taylor Kissinger with a rebound here
for Minden. Long pass ahead is deflected away from Stewart. Picked up by Matson. She sends it into the lane. It's going to be intercepted. A turnover on Minden. That's their eighth of the ball game. 46-27, Adams Central trailing in the contest. Keller has got the ball. She takes the ball. The racket's going to be blocked out of bounds as she goes up for the shot. Keller taking it right against Stewart and Kissinger. One of the two there knocked it out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. The Giltner Hornets picking up a win tonight over Lawrence Nelson in girls high school basketball. The final score, Giltner 36, Lawrence Nelson 24. That's the final score. Here's a shot in the lane by Hannah Fleischer. It's going to be up there. No good. We got a jump ball call and a rebound. Jump ball call and a rebound. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Whippets. So Minden will come back. Minden looking for their 10th straight win to begin the ball game. They won the Minden Holiday Tournament during the Christmas break. Looking to make another run at a Class C1 state championship here this year. There's a long pass inside to Kissinger. She's surrounded, and she goes up for the shot, and she's in on the play. So Taylor Kissinger goes back to the free throw line down for Minden. Foul into play by Jackie Fowler of Adams Central. That's going to be the first foul on Fowler. Team foul number 3 on the Patriots. And the shot from the free throw line is good by Taylor Kissinger. She's down 3 out of 5 from the line tonight. She'll have one more. Taylor's now got 12 points in the ball game, far below her season average of 26. Next shot is up there. It is good for Taylor Kissinger. We've got the men's game and the boys' game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Minden and Adams Central scoring off later on tonight. 48-27 is the score. Adams Central trailing. And now we got an over and back violation. Adam Fleischer left from the offensive zone. The pass came just right to the 10-second line, and she steps over the line there. Now we got a timeout called by Adams Central head coach Tim Marker. So nothing has went right since about midway through the first quarter, and the Whippets putting a thumping on the Patriots here in this basketball game tonight. We've got a timeout, 5:40 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score, Minden 48, Adams Central 27.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Mike, well, back here at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden tonight. 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play. It's 48-27. Minden out on top, the fourth-ranked team in Class C1. Adams Central back in action again later in the week on Friday night. They'll take on Arcadia Loup City. That'll be a home ball game, another girls-boys basketball doubleheader, and another twin bill. You'll be able to hear right here on 1230 KHIS on Friday night. 48-27 here. Minden has got the lead over AC as the Whippets have the ball. Allie Rouse into the ball game now to Addie Woodward, who's back in there, to Kissinger on the far side. Kissinger drives it toward the goal. Her shot is up there left-handed. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot good. Emily Malcolm scoring in the offensive putback. Malcolm now at 15 in the ball game. It's 50-27. Adams Central is trailing in the contest. AC with the ball down the right sideline. They get it there to Kylie Bostock. Nice pass inside to Wiseman. She goes for the hole and shots blocked out of bounds. Addie Woodward with a block there for Minden. It's going to be the Patriots playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket with 5:04 to play here in the contest. Adams Central looking to play things in. Bumgarner gets the ball and a shot is up there by Anna Fleischer. That's no good, but she's fouling a play. And Fleischer will go to the free throw line again for Adams Central. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Kissinger, and that's going to be her third. So Anna Fleischer goes to the free throw line. She's 1 of 2 from the stripe tonight, just 23% on the season. Fleischer's free throw is up there. That one rims off, no good. The Patriots now 2 out of 5 on free throws tonight. Adams Central has had their problem from the charity stripe this year, hitting only 52% as a team. Anna Fleischer will have one more here for the Patriots, 50-27. Minden has got the lead. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. 50-28. Now the Patriots applying some pressure here in backcourt. Kissinger has got the ball down the left sideline. She runs right into Fowler, and Jackie's going to be hit with a personal foul. The second foul on Jackie Fowler in the ball game. Team foul number four on the Patriots. Non-shooting situation, so Minden will play things in here in backcourt. Taylor Kissinger has got the ball now. Left-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe. Taylor brings it over to Allie Rouse. Sideline left side. Pass out to Malcolm. Top of the key. She's left wide open, but won't take the shot. Woodward has got it now in the left wing to Stewart. Her long-range jumper is going to be short. No good. Long rebound out to Fleischer for Adams Central. Fleischer gets the ball all the way to Fowler into the forecourt. Now to Bumgardner. She drives it toward the goal. And shot is up there and in. Josie Bumgardner scoring there for Adams Central. She's got 7 points in the ball game. It's now 50-30. Adams Central down by 20 points. We've got just 4:25 to play here in the fourth quarter. Here's Emily Malcolm with the ball. She's going to be tied up on the play. Malcolm down on the short right baseline. Tied up on the play there by Brittany Wiseman of Adams Central. Into the ball game now for the Patriots will be Sarah Kruger. Also coming in there will be Emily Crable. So Crable into the ball game now for Adams Central. We see her for the first time here tonight. 5'4" and sophomore for the Patriots. Adams Central trailing by 20, 50-30. Into the forecourt for Adams Central is going to be Hannah Fleischer, sideline left side. Fleischer puts it on the floor, dribbles near the top of the three-point circle. Fleischer, two-handed pass, comes out on top, now to Fowler. Mishandles the ball, picks her back up, throws her down in the corner, and a traveling violation is going to be called on Sarah Kruger. Turnover number 9 on Adams Central. In the ball game, Sarah Brown now for EC. Brown comes in. Finally, Bostock comes out. 3 minutes and 59 seconds to play here in quarter number 4. 50-30. The fourth-ranked and undefeated Minden Whippets are out on top. Kissinger drives the ball to the goal and shines up there and in. Taylor Kissinger now with 15 points in the ballgame. There's a steal in backcourt by Addie Woodward, and she lays it in. So back-to-back field goals, and the Patriots turn it away for the 11th time here in the ballgame. And Adams Central is now trailing by 24 here in this one. It's 54-30 with 3.5 minutes to play. Adams Central back with the ball. Jackie Fowler, bounce pass is going to be tipped by Woodward. She tries to save it from going out of bounds, but can't do it. He's out of bounds on the far sideline. So it's going to be Adams Central inbounding the ball on the far side. Coming into the ball game now will be Keller. Keller's coming in, and Crable will come to the bench. 3:24 remaining here in the fourth quarter. It's 54-30. Minden led this ball game at halftime 30-14. Here's a Fowler long-range three put up there. It's off of the back of the iron. No good. Rebound comes down here to Emily Malcolm again for Minden. Gets the ball away to Taylor Kissinger. Kissinger brings it into the offensive zone. Flips it away to Woodward. Her pass down the right baseline to Malcolm. And shot is up there. No good. Battle for the rebound. Taken up off of the floor here by Keller. For the Adams Central Patriots, Keller throws it down the near sideline. It's tipped out of bounds. Tipped out by Allie Rouse of Minden. So Adams Central playing things in right in front of the Patriot bench here on the near sideline. Sarah Kruger will trigger things in for the Patriots. She's got the ball. Kruger looking. Gets it into a Jackie Fowler. Fowler dribbling here left side of the lane. Puts it on the floor and dribbles out in the three-point territory. Keller has got the ball now. Runs the offense. Kruger on the left wing. Kruger dribbles at the top of the key, stops there, bounce pass, goes inside, ball tipped away from Sarah Brown, picked up by Fowler, moves to her left, fires up a long three, air ball, no good. Rebound, Emily Malcolm now for Minden. Malcolm gets the ball away to Taylor Kissinger, runs her back the other way for Adams Central. Kissinger, far sideline, Rouse for three, shot is off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. Adam Fleischer with the rebound with 2:20 to play here in the ballgame, 54-30. Adams Central.